My sheep hear my voice. Hearing God's voice. Many people wonder today if God speaks to people. The answer is a resounding yes. If our God speaks, what does His voice sound like? Where does it come from? When does He speak? And how do I know for sure I'm hearing God's voice? We know that our God is the only one true God that sent His Son Jesus to save us from our sin. He has spoken clearly through His only begotten Son. He is a mighty God that sees, hears, and speaks. Hebrews 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Psalm 115. But our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever He has pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. Psalm 135. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and Thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of this audio program is to answer your questions and yield comfort and assurance as to God speaking in your heart. You will hear Him more clearly as you move closer to Him. Run toward Him with all your strength, and you will soon distinguish His voice clearly and accurately. We look only to God's Word for instruction on His voice. Any of the following voices must agree with the Word of God. If not, they are false, deceiving words to be ignored. In this program, we will hear examples of how God has spoken to us in at least 7 ways. If that's not enough, God can even make a donkey speak. First, He spoke to and through His prophets. He spoke through His Son, who is the Word made flesh. He speaks through visions and dreams. He speaks by the still, quiet voice of His Holy Spirit. He speaks through His people. These last two voices are extremely rare in our generation. He has angels that deliver His message in both actual visits and in visions. Lastly, God powerfully speaks from heaven. Hebrews 3. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. They did always err in their heart, and they did not know my ways. Ladies and gentlemen, much time has passed. It is time we learn from their error, correct our ways, press into His presence, and hear His precious voice. Psalms 29. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Job 37. God thunders marvelously with His voice. Great things does He, which we cannot comprehend. John 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. God spoke through His prophets. Exodus 19. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Deuteronomy 4. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no being. Only you heard a voice, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. Numbers 12. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak, mouth to mouth. Jeremiah 7. But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Jeremiah 42. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. 1 Samuel 3. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Deuteronomy 18. But the prophet, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. Ezekiel 1. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke. Ezekiel 11. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and said unto me, Speak, thus saith the Lord, Thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Jeremiah 18. If Israel does evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then will I repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Isaiah 40. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Psalm 95. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. Luke 1. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Acts 1. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Acts 3. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Praise God. 2 Peter 1. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God speaks through his word. Genesis 26. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Psalm 81. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Psalm 107. He sent his word, and healed them, and delivered them from all their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. John 1. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Luke 4. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Luke 10. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. John 2. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. John 12. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus' word in red in our Bibles is God speaking to us of his kingdom by his Spirit. John 8. He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. John 3. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 10. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. John 18. And to Pilate he said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. John 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. God speaks in visions and dreams. Genesis 46. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. 2 Chronicles 26. And Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Genesis 41. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Job 33. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Genesis 20. And God said unto the king in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Daniel 1. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Daniel 2. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel 7. I saw in the night visions, and, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. 1 Kings 3. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give thee. Matthew 1. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 2. And being warned of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. Matthew 27. For he knew that for envy they had delivered Jesus unto him. When Pilate was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Acts 10. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Acts 10. and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius stood before the gate. Acts 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Acts 18. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, "Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace." 2 Corinthians 12. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Acts 16. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." God speaks by His Spirit. 1 Kings 19. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Luke 1. And it came to pass that, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spoke out with a loud voice, and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people." Mark 12. For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, "The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool." Luke 2. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Acts 8. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near, and join thyself to this chariot." Acts 10. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Acts 13. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Revelation 3. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. God speaks through his saints. Matthew 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John 11. And after speaking, Martha went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Acts 21. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. Acts 22. Ananias came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. Speaking Angels, Exodus 23. Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Judges 6. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord. Numbers 22. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way, and went into the field. And Balaam struck the ass to turn her into the way. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass and said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these 3 times? Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. 2 Kings 1. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a God in Israel that you go inquire of Baalzebub, the god of Ekron? Luke 1. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Luke 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Matthew 28. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Luke 22. And there appeared an angel unto Jesus from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood. John 20. And she saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Acts 5. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Acts 8. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Acts 10. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Acts 12. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Revelation 22. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. God himself speaks from heaven. Genesis 3. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Exodus 3. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. Deuteronomy 4. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he showed thee his great fire. And thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. Exodus 19. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. Deuteronomy 5. And he said, Behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God does talk with man, and he liveth. Job 40. Hast thou an arm like God? Or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? 2 Chronicles 7. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Genesis 22. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Mark 1. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 17. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. 2 Peter 1. For Jesus received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with him in the holy mount. John 12. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Acts 9. And as Paul journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Revelation 11. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Revelation 21. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Hear my voice. In conclusion, wow, a little overwhelming. I can't imagine the terror, fear, and trembling in men when God spoke from smoking, shaking, burning mountains. What a mighty, powerful, majestic God we serve. God speaks to his people in many ways. In our generation, he speaks mostly through his word, and the still, quiet voice of his Holy Spirit in our hearts. He desires a very close relationship with you by his Spirit, that you also may hear his voice clearly. Will you press close to God, walk with him, and know him intimately in the last days of this age? There is great reward for those that do. God bless you as you hear his voice and faithfully obey with gladness. Psalm 56. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Revelation 3. Behold, says the Lord, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Praise ye the Lord.
And know that I If you will listen.